We're going to talk about a potential parental notification law that's related to abortion. Hello, I'm Jerry Newcomb, and welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. And our guest is Pastor John Jones, who's an African-American pastor who is working with a coalition of other pastors in reference to this potential law in the state of Illinois. Pastor Jones, it's good to have you on the program. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me. Good to be here.
Sure. All right, so go ahead and tell us about this law, where it is, and why you're getting involved.
Well, the law that is in place of parental notification is just to make sure that when a child is going through this process of, wanting or having it, dealing with having a child and wanting to get an abortion, or maybe if they do or if they don't, but even if they do, the parent would be notified within 48 hours of the abortion so that the parent can be a part, can help the child through this entire process. But now there are things that are going to place to try to repeal that law so that parents would not be notified, and that these children they can go in and get an abortion and the parent would have no idea that they even had an abortion. So yeah, our heart is to stop the repealing of it, because our heart is for the family and for parents and children to work together, and so that a parent could know if a child wants an abortion, a parent can know if a child is having an abortion, a parent can be a part of helping a child if an abortion actually happens, through the psychological, the physical, all of the emotional things that happens when an abortion actually takes place.
Okay, tell us about your coalition itself.
The coalition, it came together with a lot of just different concerns from pastors and leaders, people that have been a part of the fight for the family, and people that came together to say, hey, listen, these things are being passed or trying to be passed behind the scenes, and they're not getting a lot of airplay. They're not getting a lot of attention made to it, but we just want to bring light to it, bring attention to it, and really bring the voice of the people, because the government is supposed to be the arm and the voice of the people, and the voice of the people have spoken on many ways that they don't agree with the repealing of this law, but it seems that our officials are having their own agenda and saying we're just going to do it anyway. So we want to make that known and let our voices be heard.
You know, it's interesting, too, that the state of Illinois, unfortunately, they have become so pro-abortion in the last couple of years. In fact, I remember seeing a photograph of a billboard, and it was welcoming people driving from Missouri into Illinois, and it said something like, welcome to Illinois, the abortion state. I mean, it was something almost that blatant, and it was just horrible, but that seems to be the reality to which Illinois has descended these days.
Yeah, and it's very unfortunate, and I think one of the issues is that because we've seen a shift in Illinois, that a lot of people, especially in the culture that we're in, this cancel culture, that a lot of people who believe differently are getting quieter and quieter instead of saying, hey, no, this is what we believe. We need to stand up for that. We need to make the voice of the people be heard to actually, no, we don't stand with this. We don't stand with these things that are happening. And again, we're hitting, I want to talk to the abortion head on, but we're starting, it's almost unfortunate. We're battling a law that's saying, okay, abortion is already there, but now you're not even going to tell a parent about it. Just let a child go do it. So, it's unfortunate we even have to fight this fight, but it's being pushed, and it's being pushed hard.
Yeah, I'll tell you something. The thing about it is parents ultimately are the ones responsible for their children. So if a child has an abortion and then there's complications down the road, in some cases, if they don't even know about it, they don't have all the information that is needed in, properly helping the child in a medical way. So these notification laws have their purposes. You want to comment on that?
Oh, definitely. I have a child, and if my child were to come home and she had an abortion, and my oldest is turning 13, and God forbid, but if she had an abortion And she's in my house. Hey, Daddy. And I'm like, hey, sweetie, how are you? So I'm doing okay. She's trying to hide it. Didn't have to tell me about it. And her counselors and legally, you know, hey, you don't have to tell your mom and dad. And she's struggling. She's struggling mentally. She's struggling physically. She needs her parent to be there for them, to parent, to guard, to help. And our hands are tied. We don't even know. And I can't imagine 5, 10 years from that date, my child's had psychological issues and all these issues. Like, well, Dad, you know, I had an abortion and I didn't tell you. You know, they told me they didn't have to tell you. And I just struggled on my own. Like, God forbid.
Yeah, you know, it's so sad, though, to think about this. The school authorities, the local health authorities, that they go behind the parents' back and then, you know, try and woo these kids to do this. It's just evil, in my opinion.
I agree, honestly. You said the word. I didn't want to go there, but I agree with you 100%. Yeah, I agree. I believe it's evil, too. And they've come out and said it. Their higher education has come out and said it. Basically, hey, we know more than the parents. And to say that you know more about my child, the child that I'm responsible for, that we've given birth to, that we walk with every single day, to say, well, we know better. You don't need to be involved in your child's life. Like, well, I feed the child every day. The child, I give the child a roof every day. I am involved in the child. Like, this is, you know, our child. So yeah. it really, again, we're just living in a time where things like that, it doesn't make common sense, but there's no such thing as common sense anymore.
Well, boy, is that true. You know, one of the things, too, that's so tragic is that a lot of girls that have abortions, they are told over and over and over, this is going to solve your problem. It might hurt a little bit, but, you know, once it's over, it's over. Then you move on with your life. And a lot of them never planned to feel guilty about this. They never planned to have, you know, emotional trauma that results or that comes about as a result of the abortion. But this happens to them, even in totally secular circumstances sometimes where they're not, you know, exposed in any way to Christian teaching. I think that's very fascinating. So any comment about the post-traumatic stress disorder applied to abortion?
Yes. And again, that even focuses more on the Abortion Act itself and even a step. I guess it does. It definitely does connect to the parental notification, but that happens and it happens all the time. We talk to so many women who were not told of these other things that could happen from abortion. They were literally told and sold a bill of goods that, hey, you know, listen, this takes care of everything. You can have your life back. You don't have to worry about these things. But then when they get home and they're wondering, why, like, what happened? Why did I do this? And they're depressed and some women suicidal, you name it, from where they could have gotten help, where they could have been told the full gamut of the truth. Like here, let me tell you what is truly involved, the whole big picture of it. And again, to me, that really hurts as a parent because, again, you're trying to exclude the parent out of these conversations where a parent can actually give you information and even actually sit down, even if the parent does not have the full gamut of information, but do research and do a broad research to understand that, hey, having an abortion is not just a quick fix to a problem. No, it's not. You know, it's so much bigger than that. And yes, our heart is to save children's lives. And it's also to save, help children not have to go through these stresses and distresses and things of that nature, that we can be there for them as parents.
Yeah, and I think this is totally related, though, to the parental notification bill in the sense that,
yes, sir,
this way, suppose, you know, let's say there's a teenage girl, she has an abortion, her parents don't find out about it, they're never notified, and so forth. Later, you know, maybe not even too much in the distant future, she develops all sorts of psychological problems, and it's all related to having had an abortion, and the parents are not informed of that. And it's like, wow, what happened to Teresa or whatever her name is?
Yes, 100%. My brain went to attacking abortion in itself. Meaning, like, you know, right now we are attacking, you know, the parental notification. But, man, I want to even, like you said, attack abortion itself and all the things that it causes in itself. But, yes, you're right. They definitely connect. And when a parent is not notified, now a child is fighting these things by themselves or trying to do something on the side where you got a parent who's there, who cares, who loves, a guardian who's there, who cares, who loves, you know, and you're basically leaving them out of this process. It hurts. Even as, again, a father, you know, to not be involved in my child's life where my child is getting counsel from others to say, hey, just leave your parents out of it. Just take care of this real quick. You know, how that it hurts me even thinking about it.
All right. Now, let me ask you this. I remember hearing one time one of the officials from the American Civil Liberties Union, the ACLU, which never met an abortion it didn't like. I mean, unfortunately, they're really strong in pro-abortion and so forth. But they said in reference to parental notification laws, the reason they opposed such laws is because a good, intact family will already have communication between child and parents. But in the dysfunctional type of families, and there are such families, the parents might, you know, beat the child or something like that. You had an abortion. How dare you? You know, blah, 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 you know, that kind of thing. So what would your rebuttal be to that?
My initial rebuttal would be, unfortunately, you are correct. All family structures are not the same. They are not. And even with the abortion laws, there are provisions in there with talking with guardians, with parents, with other officials in circumstances and situations like that. But even to address that more with as far as the core of the family, when my daughter, let's just be real, we're all competing. If I have a child, I am competing to be a voice and the voice or one of the voices in my child's life. It is a competition because you have everything coming from everywhere, from social media to, you know, the internet to if they're going to school, you have schoolmates. You have the schoolmates from wherever background they came from that's talking. You have teachers who have agendas, who, you know, whatever their background and whatever they're thinking, what they're believing. So all these different voices. So if you have a law in place that tells a teacher that, hey, that child does not have to, you know, tell their parent, and the child comes confined, and then they're getting poured into, the, hey, no, listen, I don't think you need to tell them. This is anti-family.
Yes.
And you can't get around it. You can't just say, well, you know, if your family's intact, then you guys got to be better than this. Like, no, we're trying to keep families intact and empower families, not to weaken families and give opportunities for families to get attacked or families to be broken up by laws that actually open the door to this.
Yeah, what's interesting, too, and just so you know, we have 90 seconds left. This is not a parental permission law that we're talking about. This is a parental notification law. And the distinction is that, you know, unfortunately, if the person, the child is going to go ahead and have an abortion, regardless of what the parents say, the parents not giving permission, at least the parents will know. Because they are responsible for the child's, you know, medical welfare and psychological welfare and spiritual welfare, et cetera. And so, in effect, to say that that should not even be legal, that is parental notification law, boy, it's just like abortion rights are more important than anything else, including family relationships.
And that hits it at the core, to say these abortion rights are greater than the rights of a parent. To parent your child, to love them through their hurt, through if they were to have and they decided to have an abortion, to actually walk them through that abortion law to be greater than all of that, it does hurt. And that's why we're fighting. That's why we're fighting hard for the family unit to stand together through whatever the circumstances that we're standing together.
Well, God bless you and God bless your coalition. And thank you so much. I've got 20 seconds left. Anything you want to say about you, why you personally are so concerned about this?
My biggest concern is I'm like a lot of people that may be listening who, you know, you have this, but you're just not talking about it. You're not being educated and actually stepping out. And my concern is that we've got to fight for the family. The family is the core society. We've got to fight. We've got to stand strong. And we've got to see the family rise and be what we're called to be in this world.
Amen. Pastor John Jones from the Chicago area, thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.